that felt good, didn't it? It was nice. Just a little break from these bands. It was nice. I like that quite a bit. Thank you, Guns N' Roses and Boosh.
We have the standings, John.
All right.
Official standings.
Coming in at number 5, 7 Guns with an 18.5. Number 4 is After the Calm, 19.5. Bro Moms in third place with 20 points. The Digimoles, 22 points. And they're in second place. And Fairy Bones is at 25.5.
You think the Diddymore's expected to be
yes,
on the leaderboard?
Because they're on the spectrum. Everything is good
the
to
Diddymore's.
Them.
You're winning, kids.
Thanks, Mom.
Somebody posted After the Calm. They're like, After the Calm is losing to the Diddymore's.
Yeah, because the Diddymore's were clever and cute and fun, and After the Calm was kind of normal and run-of-the-mill.
I don't know if it was good, though. It was cute and fun.
Cute and fun. Entertaining. Isn't that aren't they getting into the entertainment business? I was more entertained. After the Calm, I was like, thank you. I can get that
remember
in a lot
that
of
band
places.
That did beer pong or whatever? Remember they had
there was
beer pong!
Beer pong
was
solid. And then so was...
Then they played other songs.
Remember Dear Leader?
Yeah.
Dear Leader was great, too.
Wow.
They almost won.
G.O.D.
It's just one of those
Destiny
things like...
Had one
yeah, they
song.
Had the one
G-O-D,
song.
Right.
After that, it yep. was pretty, well,
yeah,
pretty
yeah.
rough.
And then they completely the bed. But. You know what? You're in the entertainment business, and this is all judged on effect. Did I enjoy myself listening to that? Yes. Did I like the After the Calm? Yeah, I liked it. But is it something fresh and different that caught my mind? I don't remember the song even right now thinking about it.
That's true.
If
you
the Diddymore's make yeah. it through.
Even talking about it, I can't remember the name of it, and I can't remember how it goes. But those Diddymore's.
And if they make
Arizona,
it through.
I love you.
That
well,
could
you
be
lack
the only
good
they
things
have.
To do. I appreciate Arizona, too. It's great. All right. No Lily. Let's get back into this Play-Doh thing. No Lily is on us again. Give me that. As a relic from the early 2000s, No Lily hasn't taken the hint that rock bands nowadays need a theme or a gimmick, like the Diddymore's, to be considered palatable for the masses. Christ, we aren't even good looking. I can relate. Despite the lack of huge financial success or fans, No Lily leans on our strengths. The amazing engineering skills of Eric Lewis, the ample practice space of Dan Jewell, and the adequate musicianship provided by the Brandon Sutzi and Matt Thomas. It may be short, but at least it's skinny, is the motto behind what we hope is the beginning of a beautiful relationship between our band and a future fan. If you want to find us on social media, we had a MySpace once. I think. I like these guys already. The song is called People's Republic of Heroes. This could go crazy. It's No Lily, and they're very, very insecure. Let's have at it. No Lily, go get them.
I don't know who I am, I don't know what I like, but I'm feeling uninspired, so I think I'm gonna start a fire. Hey man, I do believe, I think I heard him say, freedom, I'm the one that gets it done, I beg, borrow and sue, yeah. I think I'd really like to be a hero. Take my daddy's picture and his uniform, and wave my family goodbye, I don't need them anymore. Never ask me if I know what's right, but I'm their man and I'm able if I can be stable.
Awesome.
Hey man, I'm surprised. Motherfucker, don't say you need us, but you can't stand like
sidewalk
man.
Eggs.
All right, there you go with No Lily. Okay.
Okay.
Brady?
I thought at first they were going after the Diddymore's.
Yeah, we have a Diddymore battle.
Then they weren't funny.
Then they stopped being funny and their lyrics were bad.
And that's okay. I give him a 5.
Yeah. All right, Brady, give him
for
a 5.
For showing up.
Just for showing up. Eric?
3.
Yeah.
Sucked.
I also will give them a 3 because it felt like I was watching a bad Kids in the Hall sketch. These are the Daves I know, I know. These are the Daves I know.
It did sound like that a little bit. Nailed it.
Yeah. Low wolf theory is next. Low wolf theory. I need some info on this one. Hey, look, Dale's back. Dale beat the gay in the football picks, by the way.
Yes.
Congratulations.
We're sure about that?
Positive about that.
Yep.
So they went and looked
by one game.
I know these guys. Low wolf theory is it a porno starring Flo Rida, Jack Nicholson, and Stephen Hawking? No, but I bet you wish it was. Instead, it's just three old friends making tunes together. Special thanks to Dance Monkey Studios for awesome help and expertise in crafting our soon-to-be-released EP. This is Mike. Mike Gilbert. I think we know him, do we not?
How do you know him?
He's in another band. Can't remember the band, though. Maybe a different guy. I think so. He's the former singer of the Dittemores, and they kicked him out for that new guy.
That high school kid.
That kid in sixth grade. Spectrum kid. God, I hope they're on the spectrum. I think it would be great if I guessed it and it was true. All right. The band is Low Wolf Theory. And the song is?
Riot Season.
Riot Season. Oh, my favorite time of year. It's Riot Season, Low Wolf Theory. Go get them, Playdio. Let's have something. There you go. That's all that is. That is the band Low Wolf Theory. Hey, I'm going to change the name to Low Energy Theory.
You could see that at picking up a latte with some soy milk in the background.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
And then throwing it in the face of
the person. No, I wouldn't harm anybody with hot liquids.
Soy milk!
It just, everyone sounded so bored. I think I'm struggling with that all the way around. All the bands that I'm not liking sound like they're not interested in what they're playing. I feel like everybody's kind of like, that's good enough. It's the danger of this whole world of telling everybody they're good all the time.
Yep.
It's real, a lot of this stuff's real basic, vanilla, unoriginal sounds, and it's, I'm trying, Ringo. I'm going to give them a 4. Eric?
1.
Wow, really didn't like it. Brady?
5.
5 for showing up. They might go to a restaurant. Guys got to know. Bash them, man.
Starting to get irritated.
I told you, I started low.
Ones are coming.
I've only given 1 so far. But if the one, yeah, it's the end
actually,
of the day.
I can't do that. They're better than that Some Effing Band, so 2.
2, all right. We'll move it up to a 2.
That's nice.
They've doubled nice Some Effing Band. All right.
Bragging rights.
2 left. Let's get them out of the way. What do you say?
Yeah, let's just plow through this
nightmare. Right. 15 bands a day. Archetypes like collide. Ba-boom. Archetypes collide.
You remember,
it's an IT guy.
Every year these standings would be... Oh. Just adjusted constantly.
Jumbled.
Ties and like...
Constantly in
30s.
Flux.
There'd be bands up in the 29, 30.
The Dittemores are in second.
It's a rough year.
Hey. Oh, you got to see.
They're going to be fun to see.
I would like to see the Dittemores.
Think they're going to make it?
Yep.
Well, yeah. They got school they got school till 3:30. And then at 4, their bus gets home. And then mom will cook them some dinner, and they'll get it. We'll get them out there by 7.
Is local music dead?
Oh, yeah. That's been years now. It is weird, though, because it feels like no one's – like they're not interested. Low Wolf Theory, Brent says, and here we have everyone from the Meat Puppets with the other members from the Gin Blossoms being sad. Wolf Dick, that's not the name of it. Solo and Mellow, instead of H, they just smoked weed before recording. They sound paranoid and sad. They're coming after me.
Dale could only take one song.
Dale's out.
Yeah, Dale left. He's
I feel like they were trying to sound like Bear Ghost, but I couldn't hear. Oh, that's No Lily. Never mind. Every year I get excited for Playdio. I think local bands will be spending all year preparing for the big break. They're shot on the radio to become famous. And then every year Playdio happens, and then nothing happens, and then wah.
They're like you in that yeah. Comedy thing. They didn't. I don't think they did prepare.
They put forth any effort.
Yeah, but I was like 19. I didn't know. And you know what I did after that? I'm like, okay, if I want to do this, I really need to put my heart and soul into it. And I'm like, I don't think I have my heart and soul in this.
Well, maybe Fairy Bones learned.
Fairy Bones.
They were in the finals, and so now they're...
Killed it. Archetypes Collide is the one now. A rock metalcore band from Phoenix comprised of Kyle Pastor on vocals, Tyler Flame.
Ooh, metalcore. On drums. That's my bag.
Brandon Baker on guitar, and Jared Knitter on... Knitter, I said, on guitar.
Knitter.
Please. They have had the honor in sharing the stage with We Came as Romans, Fit for a King, Like Moths to Flames, Escape the Fate, and Slaves. In 2018, Archetypes Collide have reached over 400,000 plays on Spotify, thanks to them doing it themselves. Oh, I mean, thanks to their self-titled EP and their powerful rendition of Too Good at Goodbye.
Not true.
That sounds a bit high.
That's a lot. As of right now, they are working on new music and will be back on stage next year. Today, Archetypes Collide present their single Well Wasted, which you can find on all streaming platforms with their discography.
Michael Gilbert messaged in. That's not my band you guys play.
No, it isn't his band?
Oh.
He's already quit?
Yeah,
don't blame me, Mike. That was.
I agree.
Why is his name written on the bottom with his phone number?
I don't know. I don't know how that happened.
Anyway, let me finish this.
That other guy's family's bad news, but he's a good knitter. He's one of
knitter,
the
knitter,
whoa,
knitter.
Stumbled.
Don't you start playing around with that. You can barely speak.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
You're the
one
that
shouldn't
be
doing.
Dance around that. No.
Your diction is so bad. Don't do that.
Lay off my knitters.
All right. You've tried it twice now, and it's two strikes. The joke happened already. We're done with it. Knock it off. I want to say it.
You can't.
You're acting like one of these knitters from Archetypes Collide.
I told you, they're bad news.
Stop it. You can also find them.
Did you get hung up between news and knitter on that one?
All right, both of you.
Did you hear them? They say knitters in Red Dead Redemption.
They do?
Yeah. You didn't hear it? You haven't heard that part yet? You haven't got there?
No, really?
You probably shoot them before they say it.
I got a little shocked.
That happened right before you shot one?
Knitters. We're saying knitters. Right?
I don't remember if I shot him or not.
You can also find Archetypes Collide music videos on YouTube and follow them on all the social media outlets. Okay. They look like an IT group.
Yep.
There's the group, the Geek Squad. I like them. All right, let's find out if they're any good. Archetypes Collide. Here we go.
Live and learn. The clock won't wait your turn. Your time is fading. Invest in temporary. Content with just existing. Don't let time you spend be well wasted. I'm trapped in my own head, defeating the right time. Apprehensive, cautious of my first step.
Already left.
thank you. Even though everybody's calling them Architects Collide, which I actually would like to watch. I'd like to start that sport, an underground bar sport of smashing architects together. Archetypes Collide.
From the School of Frank Lloyd Wright.
Thank you.
Much better.
Oh, wow. Thank you. It was well done. You guys can play music. The song was palatable for what you're doing. You hit the nail on the head with the exact genre you're hitting. And you guys were good. Holy moly.
He's a good singer. I don't like when he get like the beginning of that, I wasn't really a fan of. And
he could tighten it up.
Yeah, when he slows down, it sounded like he was trying to seduce me.
Let me tell you this. This is what Leland Rozier said, and he was right on the money when it came to Architects Colliding. Architects Collide. All right, I designed the LGE building. I designed the Dial Tower. Collide! About Architects Collide, John, the beginning was creepy like a rape. And then everything got better. The song, though, not the rape. Rape is never good.
Yeah, that's it right there.
I will actually listen to this band on YouTube. Hopefully it's on there. Thank you. See, there
you
go.
Makes me curious about their other stuff.
Me too.
Guy's got a good voice.
Dustin says it's an overdone genre because so many people have done it to death badly. But they sounded really good. He's right.
It's hard to pull off.
It is. Well, because it's been done, and then record companies are like, hey, this is a thing, and then they let everybody try it, and it kind of ruined it.
And there's a little more, there's a catchier kind of hook on that one.
Instead of, I got a little Stabbing Westward vibe off of some of it and other stuff. That's not a bad thing. I think they can play. This is metalcore. I could hear this band being played on the radio. Not bad, Brent. Yeah, I agree. I actually really enjoyed Architects Colliding. Archetypes, but I like it better the other way.
Are we at the end?
One more after this.
We got to give it.
I give him an 8.
Yeah, we got to give him.
Brady gives them an 8. Eric?
I'll go 8 as well.
That's a good score. I'll do the same. And you get to erase your board, move the Dittamores down to third place.
Jeez.
Toledo have all 5 ready to go for a quick recap of our top 5.
All right.
After this one, maybe Silence the Voice. Our final submission for day one of Playdio. My God, we do this 2 straight days. And I love everything that starts like this. Thundering like a raging storm. Silence the Voices. We should have Morgan Freeman read the bio. Get the music out. I'll have him do it. It'll be easier that way. The final one, why not? It's kind of long, though. Daniel Murphy's in this band.
What?
That's what it says.
Uh-oh.
That's an automatic strike. Us Cub fans aren't going to like that at all.
Why? You don't like Daniel Murphy?
No. He hit too many home runs against us, and he was never a true Cub. Ever. He just showed up.
Are you re-signing him?
I hope not. Thundering like a raging storm, Silence the Voice is representing a heavy, resilient style and striving to change many lives. Gabe Green is on vocals. He's got a powerful, rich metal voice with inspiring and strong themes of resistance. First time I saw 2 Architects Collide. Magic. On guitars, Mark Augustine and Mario Gaspar provide heavy-duty metal riffs with the booming resonance of bassist Daniel Murphy, Chicago Cubs' current second baseman. He's a little slow with the glove, but he makes contact, and that's all you can ask. Stephen Green annihilates the drums, which has become an expensive problem for the band. Double kicks and hard-hitting energy. The band is well fused together as a seamless flow that any heavy metal fan will appreciate. Oh, but they've gone through turmoil in their lives, past and present. They want their music out to anybody and everybody struggling, fighting an endless battle, feeling hopeless and helpless. These guys are all about encouraging listeners to keep pushing through, and in the end, it will all be worth it. Check out their killer track. Well, when you're talking about depressed people, the next sentence shouldn't have the word killer in it. Just for future bio. Check out the killer track, My Inheritance. It's buried under a beautiful tree, next to an onyx rock that has no business by that tree. Your wife made love to you under that tree once. And then come out to see them at 51 West and Mesa on November 30th, and Joe's Grotto on December 15th.
I thought it might have been a house.
Have Morgan read that.
Yeah.
All right.
On their Facebook page, they posted about.
We're about to be on 98 KUBD, We don't know where the P button is on our keyboard, but close enough upside down and sideways. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Tune in and catch a glimpse of our new song. Well, that's not how songs work, sonny.
Catch a glimpse.
You can't look at
PB.
You can't look at a song.
Not sure how that works.
A-U-B-D.
Well, you could stare at the air while it plays, and I suppose you can get lost in your own thoughts. But we here at KUBD. And after today's crap music, I want to change the name of our station.
Cubbed.
Cubbed. Well, with Daniel Murphy in it, Cubbed makes sense.
Cubed.
Cubed. There's three of them.
They probably dropped out of high school.
Well, then they're probably great musicians.
Yeah, maybe.
Quick, get it up there!
The song is called My Inheritance. And for some reason, Morgan just makes it better. Good luck with your Play-Doh dreams and all your dreams. And everyone on the radio, take a gander at this one. Looking at music is hard. And if you can do it, you're probably a psychopath. But enjoy it. My Inheritance. Silence the Voice. Good luck. It. Nice work. Two in a row to end it. Oh, my God. It didn't end terrible. It didn't end terrible. You hear what I say? That song was okay, but in the beginning, we all looked at each other. I believe they say Something about fried eggs to start the song. Never heard lyrics about eggs. This is what happens when you let kids cook.
Yep.
The mom,
eggs,
mom comes running around the corner.
Fried eggs,
that can't
burning.
Be the lyric.
Let me hear it one more time. We're just going to scoop back.
These fried eggs.
Or it's Friday.
No, I'm hearing fried eggs.
No, I hate these fried eggs.
I can't be.
How dare
you. Blah, 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 blah. There's fried
eggs. We need a lyric sheet.
Yeah, we need the cover of that. Find out what you guys are singing about. Can't be mad at breakfast.
If it's eggs, then Brady's going to vote for it.
That's next point.
That bunch up to at least six.
Fried eggs, huh? Anyway, I don't normally like that kind of screamy rock, but that was good. Says Mike, silence the voice. It's right there in the band name. Please silence that voice.
I knew that was coming.
KUBD is a TV station in Ketchikan, Alaska. So you can actually glimpse it. Thanks, Rob. Rob spelled his name R-O-P. He's just confusing B's and P's now, just like the band did.
Yeah, did we deduct a point for getting our name wrong?
It's pretty cool, though. This one said, when did Richard's ex join a band?
She's been in many bands.
That did sound a little like Dawn. There you go. The close it out with Silence the Voice. Brady, what did you think?
6.5.
6.5 for them. Eric?
I'll go 7.
7? I was thinking about 7 also. That's not so bad. They weren't so bad. Wasn't great, but it was good. The band before that, Architects Collide, a lot of people buzzing about that one. I like that one.
Oh, we got to adjust now.
Got to adjust the scoreboard.
After the calm is out.
So there you go. So the board is being adjusted, and today's top five will carry over to tomorrow. I guarantee you that it will not be the same after tomorrow. Tomorrow we started off at 7 o'clock with Cryptophoria, Iceless, and Chiron. And we move right on into the crime, Space Marble, that's a great name, Space Marble, and Cecilia Satori.
See, Brady's 0.5 comes into play.
Yeah, I don't want it to, though.
Well, you can't stop it.
You can only
hope.
You
can't stop it.
Hey, guess what? Which one is that? Silence the Voice? I'm going to give him a 6.5. I just changed it to 6.5.
Now they got a 20.
Yeah, there you go. Screw your 0.5s. I'll balance that right out. Hate the 0.5.
Tie!
All right, for fifth. Neither of them will be there tomorrow. Maybe. Who knows? We'll see. Boy, it started off great. It's like golfing, Brady. You know golf. You go out there in the first hole, and you birdie or you par it, and you're like, this is going to be a great day. And then you throw an 8 on the second hole. And
snowman.
You start scrambling around. By the end, you're like, I don't think I'm ever going to play golf again. And then you have 2 holes in a row. You're like, damn it. Par, par. I'll be back. So tomorrow, Playdio Day 2, to try to find ourselves a Playdio 2019 champion. Here, Toledo, take this from me.
Fairy Bones in the lead.
Fairy Bones is leading. We'll have a recap of our top five in just moments. There you go. Mercifully, it comes to a conclusion. Day 1, 15 bands in, Playdio. We got our 5 for today. We'll just juxtapose all the numbers. I have a feeling 2 of them, at the very least, are somewhat safe, unless tomorrow's just magnificent. I think we got a couple of them that are safe for tomorrow night. Playdio. Can't believe it's Thanksgiving already. On top of it, all Playdio's here. It's 98 KUPD.
Hey, it's not weird. 98. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.